Take control here, toll free. It is the live Saturday edition, and you can bring up anything you want. If you're just tuning into the show, we had a lady call in last hour claiming that Wiccans are apparently taking over America, which seems absolutely preposterous, but it brought up the conversation about Wiccanism and, you know, what is it and what are people's experiences. You're welcome to share those. Still, any topic we've ever talked about is always on the table because it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up a topic you haven't heard discussed in weeks, or you can bring up something we talked about 5 minutes ago, or whatever it is that we've never even talked about before. Although we've covered a lot of ground here.
Wiccans taking over America.
No, that was a fresh conspiracy theory. I had never heard that one.
There's not much even on the internet about it.
Nope. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. But actually, we went right before the end of the last hour to Skype, where Philip is on the line, calling from Michigan. And Philip, you are involved, or Phil, I guess what you prefer, but you are involved in Michigan Open Carry. You're one of the top agents there.
Ex-other president.
Yeah, so you are very, very concerned with one's right to defend oneself and specifically to open carry said weapon that one might use to defend oneself. And when you go about doing open carrying, there's a good chance that somebody's going to get upset, they're going to call the police, and then the police are going to harass and or possibly arrest. So what's happened up there in Michigan?
Well, you know, Ian, I'm a big believer of all freedom issues, as you are. But I, my particular issue is, as you say, firearms and open carry. So in Michigan, back in March, there was a gentleman who was just strolling down the street. I think he was coming back from breakfast, was a story. He was heading home, and a stranger that is employed by the criminal gang that's called the City of Grand Rapids pulled up and assaulted him with a gun that he was carrying. So the criminal, the guy from the gang, City of Grand Rapids, pulled a gun on him and held him at gunpoint for the better part of 10 minutes, and they put him in his car. I think the total stop was about 14 or 15 minutes. And, you know, it's got to be traumatic to have a gun pointed at you.
Yeah, that's scary.
And one slip of the finger,
and then, you know, you've lost your head.
It had happened to an optometrist in Virginia, as a matter of fact. There was a raid on his office because of a football gambling pool, mm-hmm. and the cops had him on the ground, handcuffed, and shot him in the back of the head by accident.
I think Mark posted the video that I sent him to the Free Talk Live Facebook page. But, So yeah, the scary, and the reason why it came up in recent news is because, the gentleman, I think his name is Johan, has decided to, effectively sue the taxpayers of the City of Grand Rapids. Of course, he sued the police officer, but you know who ends up footing the bill for it?
Sure. Well, I mean, he's probably suing the department or the city, and then ultimately the taxpayers will be the ones that,
right. Even though it's the police officer pulled, is the one who skinned his, machine there and pointed it at this guy, it's the taxpayers.
I'm sorry, maybe I wasn't paying close enough attention, Phil. So they held him at gunpoint for 15 minutes. They put him in the back of the police car, and ultimately, what happened?
After a few minutes of quote unquote verifying that he's not a felon, they released him and sent him on his way.
And he was on foot at the time that he was held at gunpoint.
That's correct.
Wow.
And like I said, the full video is in the link that Mark or you posted to the page there.
To our Facebook page. Very good. So, Phil, I hope that this pans out for this poor guy, but this isn't the first time the police have harassed open carriers in Michigan.
No, it's not, you know, and of course there's been other government agencies that harassed open carriers, particularly the district library here, but that court case got settled a couple months ago.
Now, that was the one where you called about that case. That was the one where the library just arbitrarily made some rule against carrying weapons on premises, which, of course, they're a government agency, and so they should be actually respecting your right to open carry, but nope, they decided to illegally outlaw it.
The state has preempted local government regulation of firearms in Michigan.
You guys challenged that case. You were raising money, if I'm recalling correctly, to pay attorney's fees on that. What ended up happening with that case?
The Court of Appeals decided for us, even though the Circuit Court or Superior Court in Michigan, they originally sided for the library. It went up to the Court of Appeals, and the Court of Appeals sided with us. The library wanted to try to kick it up to the state Supreme Court. The state Supreme Court said that they weren't interested in hearing the case.
So congratulations on that. Were you able to get attorney's fees out of them?
No, unfortunately. Under the American rule of litigation, getting attorney fees for such type of things, unless they're completely frivolous, is very rare.
So even though they illegally created some sort of, not even an ordinance, just a rule of the library, an illegal rule of the library to prohibit firearms, which is in direct contradiction with the Constitution in the state of Michigan, even though the appeals court overturned the decision that said that they were right, so the appeals court said they were wrong, this is an illegal rule, that the court still wouldn't grant attorney's fees, meaning that you and the folks there at Michigan Open Carry had to foot how big of an attorney's fee bill for this?
About $20,000 compared to the library's $100,000.
$20,000 is what you had to pay. Just because some board of bureaucrats at the library decided, hey, unelected. I think we should ban guns from the premises.
Well, this is an unelected board.
Yeah, an unelected board, right. Now, I can't say that I think that a library is necessarily the most appropriate place for open carrying, but that doesn't really even matter. Because it's a government agency, and therefore they've got to follow all the rules. This is a problem with the government being in all kinds of things. Libraries should be private, philanthropic organizations set up by the people in the town.
You know, we've got Netflix. I've often wondered what would it be like if we had Bookflix. But, of course, we'll never see that because there's so many government-funded libraries all over the place that they can't
compete. Plus, Bookflix would be involve a lot more shipping costs as well, and it would be a pretty expensive program.
Amazon has, for you, if you get one of those Kindle things, and I imagine Barnes & Noble does, too, for a Nook, has loaner books.
That's cool. That's good to know. Well, Phil, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate you bringing that story up to our attention, and appreciate the heads up, and good luck out there. I know Phil had come by to visit Keene a little while back. I think it was sometime in the last year or so. And I know he's a Free State Project participant and is looking to move his family up here because up here you're less likely to be harassed by the police. There's been a couple incidents, but it's been years since the last incident. So hopefully they learned their lesson out there in Manchester. The big city cops were the more likely ones to mess with people for open carrying. But it's totally legal in New Hampshire to open carry, and you know, usually if a cop says anything to you, he's probably genuinely curious about the kind of gun it is, not because he wants to harass you or anything like that. Seriously, I mean, that's just how the cops are up here. They're gun guys, basically. So that's not the case in a lot of other places. And if you want to check out the Free State Project, if you care about freedom, not just gun freedom, but freedom across the board, your freedom to live your life how you want, as long as you don't harm anybody else, you go to freestateproject.org, get signed up, and join over 15,000 people who have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Coming up is the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 20th through the 23rd. We are just several weeks away at this point from the Liberty Forum. Free Talk Live is prepared to broadcast live once again from the Liberty Forum. We'll be there every single night and look forward to meeting you if you're going to be there. And, of course, talking to, well, there are going to be dozens of speakers there. We'll only be able to talk to some of them. But folks like Naomi Wolf, Jeffrey Tucker, Jim Bovar, Jason Sorens, the Free State Project founder, these are some of the people who will be speaking. Cody Wilson, who made huge headlines internationally with his Liberator, the first working 3D printable gun. Cody Wilson will be one of the speakers at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. So this is going to be an all-star occurrence, but more important than that, you get to meet the people who are really the stars. These are not the big names, but the people who are there, the hundreds of people who care about freedom enough to join the Free State Project to make the move to New Hampshire. Many of them, like Mark and myself, we have already moved. We're here now. But others who come to the Liberty Forum are going to be like you. Maybe they're considering making a move. Or they're, you know, kind of on the fence. They're not sure if they want to do it or not. They want to see what the community's like. They want to see who their neighbors are going to be in the future. And that's what the New Hampshire Liberty Forum is really all about, for me at least, is the people and the networking that goes on there. So don't miss it. It's coming up February 20th through the 23rd. You can go to nhlibertyforum.com. Go and snag the early bird discounted tickets. I don't think there are very many days left. Last I saw was a few days ago. They said there was like a week remaining. So maybe you've got a couple days left on early bird ticket prices. I haven't kept up on what date exactly that's going to turn off. So if you've been procrastinating, you really should go now to nhlibertyforum.com. They may sell out the hotel again, so look out for that as well as a possibility. Sooner rather than later is a good idea, though. We'll continue with your calls in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of peak nitric oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-941-949. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of peak nitric oxide and free test strips at 1-800-941-9498. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-941-9498.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you bring up whatever you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can join us online where you get to create the content on the website. Now, what you see when you go to freetalklive.com is you scroll down the page, there are these numbered items. Those items were submitted by listeners like you. Maybe you were one of the submitters there. You can also vote on those numbered items as well. So you vote up the ones you like. You can vote down if you dislike as well. And then ultimately, your votes will determine, you know, what you think is interesting. We'll be able to look at our website and think, oh, well, our listeners like this story, and they like that story. And maybe we'll talk about it on the air as a result. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive for free.
I am going to Miami at the end of the month for the North American Bitcoin Conference. And I'm excited about Bitcoins. As a matter of fact, a little fact I found out from their website, which I found to be very interesting, is that Bitcoin has surpassed Western Union in transaction volume. This isn't just a news story anymore, people. Bitcoin's transaction volume has surpassed Western Union's. I think
market's a fad.
Okay, fine. Maybe it's a fad, maybe it's not. But, you know, we have to look at the defining features of a fad and or, you know, what's a fad or something that gets adopted long term? How do they look different in the beginning?
I think it's ridiculous to call Bitcoin a fad, because if you think about Bitcoin and how long it's been around, it just had its fifth birthday recently. Think about how long it's been around, how successful it has been in that time frame. Fads come and go. And in internet time, 5 years is a long time for something to be around. I mean, internet time, 2 years is a decent amount of time for something to be around. 5 years is like, whew, been at it for a while.
I don't think MySpace was around 5 years
right
before they
there you
collapsed.
Go. Perfect example of a fad.
And you know, I don't know, we don't know what the future of Bitcoin is going to be, but I can tell you more and more businesses are continuing to accept Bitcoin. Overstock.com just announced, and I think that this really speaks highly to, how successful the currency is going to be. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be lots of important speakers, and the Bitcoin community are going to be there to listen to. Tony Galoppi from BitPay, and as a matter of fact, there's a merchant workshop that BitPay is sponsoring. Is completely free. So the conference, you're going to have to go buy your ticket. But the merchant workshop, if you're a merchant and you're in the area or you've flown down or whatever, you'll learn how to take Bitcoins in your business completely free inside of the workshop. Sorry, going on. Roger Veer, Jeffrey Tucker, Jason King, Charlie Lee, myself, of course, and lots and hundreds of other Bitcoin enthusiasts. So come on down and check it out. You go to btcmiami.com to get your tickets. It's btcmiami.com for the North American Bitcoin Conference. It's going to be big.
Let's go to the phones and the fun. We talked to Nick. He's listening to WPGG in Atlantic City. Hey, Nick.
How you doing?
Welcome, sir.
Can you hear me all right?
I can. Go ahead with your thoughts, please.
Hey, listen, I just want to, I'm sorry, I'm kind of just now getting out of the car, and I just got in, so I'm still walking around a little bit. But I want to get back to that lady that was the Wicker woman that was talking about Wicker.
Sure.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're talking about our caller earlier who was very, very paranoid about Wiccans. She believes that there are, that 65% of all Americans are Wiccans, whether they know it or not, that Wiccans have been infiltrating various different aspects of American life, and it's just preposterous. But go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I'm a Wiccan.
All right.
And she's right. I'll tell you that. She's absolutely right.
So what, 60% of the American population's Wiccans?
That's nuts. That's ridiculous. Not that
so
much, but
what's the percentage?
I would say about 40.
40%.
I don't know.
Okay.
And
where are you guys? Where have you guys infiltrated?
You really want me to tell you? I'll be glad to tell you. I'll be glad to tell you. I'm going to name some names. You know, it's no big deal because they're not, but they are, and I know it because I'm one of the grand poobahs in this organization.
Really? What is it? Is there like a name for being a grand poobah in the Wiccan group?
Well, they just call me sir.
All right. So name some names. Go ahead. Give us the dirt.
All right. Nancy Pelosi.
Wiccan. That whole Catholic thing is just a ruse.
Huge Wiccan.
Gotcha.
Huge Wiccan. She'll never admit it, but she is big time.
That's great.
Another one? You want another one?
Yeah, please, lay it on me.
Because we're very proud of these people. I agree with her philosophy and her you know, her government dealing so far and so forth. But Harry Reid.
Harry Reid, another Wiccan. And that Mormonism thing is just a ruse, right?
Now, give me some Republican Wiccans. Are there some Republican Wiccans, too?
You know what? They're hard to come by.
Really?
They are hard to come by. We can't get through them.
Well, now, that's not what... Now, our caller earlier was saying that the Wiccans have infiltrated the Tea Party.
Let me say something to you. That lady was a bit paranoid, don't you think?
Yes. And I think you're just playing with her right now, personally.
Well, you know, I'm making her day, right?
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Nick. I appreciate it, man. 855 450 free.
I love my job.
Donovan is listening to WNIS in Virginia Beach. Donovan, you're on the air.
Yeah, I love this subject about the Wiccan. I think that it, if they are, my opinion is that I'm of the opinion that they don't know that they are, and they think they're some other thing. So I agree with the last guy that Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid could be, because they dress up in these other religions to fool everybody, but they're actually practicing some kind of, you know, in their own way of thinking, this other religion underneath.
You're saying
you think there's any chance that Ted Cruz is a Wiccan too?
Yeah, he could be. I'm not being judgmental about it, saying that they actually know.
So you don't mind. You don't mind the Wiccans. You're not looking down on them. You're just saying they should be honest with themselves.
Right. They're actually just they're following the demons, but they're just
the demons.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if Wiccans. I don't think it's really about demons.
Do demons live in trees?
No. What I'm saying, maybe. Yeah,
because... Thanks for the call, Donovan.
You know...
He sounds really sure of himself.
The Puritans did believe that demons were in the woods. They were very clear that the woods were inhabited by demons. And this is where the, the Headless Horseman myth comes from, is, you know, the idea was is that you don't want to go out riding your horse at night, because the demons are out there.
Let's continue on. David is listening in San Francisco online. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Well, let me just start right off by saying, are you now or have you ever been a Wiccan?
Right. We need a good Wiccan hunt.
Yeah, there you go. So to me, that's what this is all about. You know, these guys, you know, for example, the guy that called that said that there are no Republicans that are Wiccans. If I understand right, Wiccans are interested in preserving nature. Their God is nature God, right? And and so the idea of Republicans who destroy nature, you know, for example, this big spill. Oh, I hear the music coming up. You want to hold on?
Very observant. Stand by. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. He's done this before. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. And what about Wiccans and demons? Apparently, I'll give you what I found online about that here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Right here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll free line. And you can join us online. Just go to msnmobile.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams. If you are on your smartphone, msnmobile.freetalklive.com. You can also access the podcast there as well. Now, ProXPN, what is it? Well, if you care about online privacy, this is should be tool number one for you. Now, PGP is important to have as well, but ProXPN is a big deal because it's actually an online virtual private network, a global virtual private network that actually encrypts all of your data. Whatever it is that's going to leave your computer gets encrypted by ProXPN, meaning that your internet service provider will no longer, once you start using ProXPN, will no longer have any idea what you're doing online. Right now, they're probably logging every website you visit, every search term you enter.
I think they have to by law.
Logging, I'm not sure about that, but it could be true. But either way, most of the ISPs, as I understand it, do that stuff. So, and maybe it is a law, I really don't know. But either way, it could be a law tomorrow, for all you know. Either way, if it's encrypted, they can't log it. So you go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can get started there with their app. You can download it for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android. And there's also a Linux. There's a way to set up Linux to work with ProXPN that doesn't involve the app, but it's pretty simple. You go to proxpn.com/FTL. Get started there. And ProXPN, when you upgrade to the premium account, you can use our discount code, FTL20, and that'll save you 20% on ProXPN services. Whether you buy a monthly package or a yearly package, that code will work for you. Now, of course, using the buying the yearly package is the best option, because then you break the price down after the discount to about $5 per month. You want to save even more? Use Bitcoins on the annual package, and you'll save 33%. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL. Plus, there's some great perks. You get to privately torrent if you use the premium account. There's some limitations on their free account. The premium account, unlimited bandwidth. You can do whatever you want via ProXPN, any kind of internet service, so torrenting is not blocked. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL20 for that 20% discount. For the life of the account. We continue here with your calls and thoughts. Lots of people sharing their opinion about Wiccans here, and David in San Francisco was with us for just a moment before we had to go to the break. So go ahead with your thoughts, David.
Oh, yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, it's funny because if I remember right, she was claiming that the Tea Party has been taken over by Wiccans. Well, if I remember right, right away, I was actually active in virtually creating the Tea Party, because it was about 2006 or 7, and I was calling up talk shows trying to get people to join the Greens, and I was doing enough stirring up in Republican areas that they were sick and tired of the Republicans, so they created the Tea Party. And right away, the Sarah Palins and the neocons, who was at George Bush's brain, Karl Rove, those guys and the Koch brothers took over the Tea Party. So I wouldn't disagree that those guys are Wiccans, because they hate, they seem to hate God's green earth and they want to destroy it.
But Wiccans, I thought Wiccans want to protect the earth.
Yeah, well, that's, my idea of somebody that hates God, is somebody that took over the Tea Party.
I don't think Wiccans hate God.
Well, you're right, and see, I think that's where this strange definition has turned, and I agree, and actually, it's funny, it would be interesting to have a long conversation with where she's going with that, because I'm not
sure. Yeah, I wanted to keep her on, but she didn't. So, David, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE.
I'm really skeptical about turning over control of, natural areas to the government. They've been really bad at managing them. And so, he was basically going after the Republicans on this topic, and that, I would say that Republicans are not the party known as the Nature Conservancy Party, but the Democrats and the Greens all seem to want to turn it over to the government, and the government's been a terrible steward of the environment up to this point. The United States is the largest polluter in the world. So why would you want to turn over to the United States lands when they're the largest polluter? It seems crazy. I like these free market things like the Nature Conservancy and those kind of the Audubon Society. These things, much better ways to manage land.
According to About.com's pagan/Wicca section, question, do Wiccans and pagans believe in God? Answer, the deal is that most Wiccans and pagans see God as more of a job title than a proper name. They don't worship the Christian God, but that doesn't mean they don't accept the existence of deity. Various Wiccan and pagan traditions honor different gods. Some see all deities as one and may refer to the god or the goddess. So I think it's entirely inaccurate to say that they hate God. That seems like a very...
He just wanted to use whatever opportunity there was to use a cudgel against Republicans. Come on,
continue on here with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to, we've got Carl listening WPG in Atlantic City. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live.
I know you how much you like, you guys like FBI things, but do you like them when they catch Atlantic City police officers in these things? And there's two of them. One was a patrolman. He made $86,000 a year, only been here 2 years.
Wow.
And he was in his... Yeah, he was in it. Well, they make good money in Atlantic City, the police officers. He was in his patrol in his patrol car in uniform, and I guess he thought he had a, picked up a working girl, and he offered her $40 for a sex act. And I can only guess she was an FBI agent. She was probably insulted about the money he offered her.
She thought she was going to get more.
I would think. And the other thing is, I've watched cop shows, and you know the working girls will say, "Are you a police officer?" Well, what do you think? What do you think I am? I'm in a police car. I got the police. You know, that's a little dumb thing. But then, and a John, if he's a smart John, he would say, "Are you a police officer?" And of course, they can lie to you and say no. And he could say, "Show me your breast," and they ain't going to do that because they want an act and an amount of money. So that's, and so he's getting, he lost his job. He's got a 50 hours community service and AA meetings for twice a month. And see, because that's what he pleaded guilty to. And you know, it's always less than what they did. Now, the sergeant, that one's really interesting. Cause
what did he plead to? I'm sorry.
He pleaded to having being in uniform and offering a working girl money.
I didn't know that was a crime.
Well, when you're a police officer in uniform in the police car, I think it is.
It's just a crime, period, to be a John, but in most places. But yeah. I didn't know there was an extra charge associated to being a police officer and doing those.
No, they just threw the book at him for it.
Oh, well, they threw the book at him with 50 hours of community service?
Right, and go to AA twice a month? I didn't understand that, but except that's what he pleaded guilty to. It could have been much more than that. Right. Now, the other one, the sergeant, he had just shy of 25 years. He pleaded guilty to possession and using a controlled dangerous substance while in uniform. Yeah, but wait a minute.
What was it?
Crack cocaine.
Ooh, man.
Okay, so now...
It's interesting that the FBI is the agency that uncovered this, right? Because the police department themselves didn't bust their own officers. They had to have, it was the FBI who was that opened this up.
Right, because otherwise it probably would have been swept under the carpet because
that sergeant,
because I made comments on my local paper site because they didn't mention that he's the stepson of. He's the stepson of a prominent District 2 senator that just got reelected.
Is this the crack smoking cop? The crack smoking cop was?
No, this is the crack smoker, yeah.
Yeah, the crack cop, the crack smoking or whatever cop. So anyhow, it didn't mention in the article that he's the stepson of the prominent senator.
So what happened to him?
The same thing. Community service, go to AA. The same thing.
A lot of people go to prison for crack.
Yep. Thanks, Carl, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Remember when we lived in Florida and Jeb Bush's daughter got busted for crack?
Yeah. It's nice to be king, you know?
Yeah. And remember, Jeb Bush's response was, "This is a private family matter. We don't want to talk about it." More coming up here in moments. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features we share with you there. So enjoy them. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier. The AMP program is a way to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations. I mentioned we're on a couple new stations in Ohio tonight, and that's because of listeners like you becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers and helping us for $5 a month get the ability to effectively market the show. We're a little show. We're not really much larger than what you hear on the air. There's a great network that we're on, the Genesis Communications Network. But
our reach is much larger than our organization. And when you say little show, I don't know exactly what you mean.
Well, I think we're a lot of people,
130-something radio stations.
Well, a lot of shows have a big staff.
Right.
And
we don't have that.
There's like researchers and producers and, you know, whoever the hell else they have, promoters and affiliate relations people. And it's pretty much us, a handful of volunteer co-hosts, our one affiliate relations guy.
We got a sales guy.
And you. Well, yeah, you've got a sales guy, too. But it's really more than a handful of people or so that kind of does the behind the scenes on this show. And so your $5 a month really makes a big difference to us. That's the reason why we have an additional affiliate relations guy. Now, in the business of talk radio, affiliate relations means calling radio stations and pitching a show to them and introducing them to Free Talk Live. That's what I've been doing for about the last decade of my life. And we brought Daryl, our Monday night co-host, on, who's now actually transitioning to Friday nights. But one of our co-hosts, he's been doing some affiliate relations for us. He's done a great job so far, but we wouldn't have been able to do it if it weren't for Free Talk Live amplifiers like you. So please become an amplifier. You will have your amp dollars matched because we've got some matching contributors that have donated up to $950 per month. amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference when you do that for us. Thank you. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. So let's continue here. You can bring up whatever you'd like. Ladies first, we go to Sarah, listening in Aberdeen, Washington, KBKW. Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
Hey, you're on
here. I just got done watching the Seahawks game. It was wonderful. And I was
They must have won then.
I don't even know what sport that is.
Seahawks are football, Ian. And Seahawks are among the... are probably going to win the Super Bowl year is the likelihood.
How about that?
I'm just going to go on a limb and say they're going to be playing New England. So we're here in New Hampshire. What's on your mind?
Well, I was getting a tank of gas on the way home, and I heard the guy talk about Wiccans. And then just as I got home, I heard this David guy saying Tea Party people are Wiccans. And that's why I called, because we're not. I'm a Tea Party person, and I believe in small government. I love the earth. I was a lifeguard most of my life, and I love water. I love trees. I love rocks.
Okay. Now, wait a minute. No, just clarify something for me. Would a Wiccan be welcome at the Tea Party?
I don't know.
Well, because you said we're not Wiccans. I mean, my concern is that you said we're not Wiccans. You obviously don't speak for all the Tea Party.
Right. And I was just going to say he made a broad statement, and I just did the same thing.
I see.
You see what I'm saying. I shouldn't have done that.
But, okay, a Wiccan would, in theory, then be welcome, at least by you, at a Tea Party?
Yes, because I believe in the First Amendment, right?
So
symbol and to have free speech.
And free religion, too, right?
That's right.
Hey, if all things were equal, and you had to choose between presidential candidates that were Christian and Wiccan, would that come into play for you at all?
Probably, because I am a believer.
So what if the Wiccan was small government, but the Christian was somewhat larger government? Maybe they're a prohibitionist or something like that.
Well, first I got to talk about what I feel like a Wiccan is. There's somebody who puts spells on you or hexes. They're controlling people, and I do not want to vote for somebody who forces you. Like, I don't want to have to be forced to give up my gun. I don't want to be forced on Obamacare. I don't want to be forced.
I am with you. I do not want to vote for people who force me to do anything. Who did you vote for in 2012, if I might ask?
In 2012, I ran for Ron Paul all the way to the state convention, and then at the end, I voted for Romney.
But doesn't he want to control you?
He didn't have a chance.
What now? Who are you going to vote for?
But doesn't he want to control you?
To me, he is a businessman, and I felt of the two choices, he was the lesser of the two evils.
Ah, okay.
What about Gary Johnson? I mean, the Libertarian got more than a million votes.
I like just Gary Johnson.
Couldn't bring yourself to vote for him.
Had to vote for the evil guy, right?
Well, I wanted to have it a change. You might say I did want to have a change.
You really think that Romney would have been a change?
I do.
Why?
Because I don't like I never was for this Obamacare.
Would you have preferred if it was called? Would you have preferred had it been called Romneycare?
No, but I don't like, the true name is the Affordable Care Act, but I call it the Affordable Care Act tax law, because remember Chief Justice Roberts says it's tax.
Yep, it's tax.
There's 21 new taxes in there, biggest ever.
You know that that Romney had his own Obamacare in Massachusetts, right?
Correct, I know that.
Right.
I said he was a lesser of two evils.
Less.
It seems a little incongruous, I mean, to on one hand say that he's the lesser of two evils, but then on the other hand say that you believe that he would have brought some change to Washington.
Well, I do believe he would have.
Why?
You're getting back. The reason I called in is about the Wiccans. They try to put spells on you.
I've never seen that.
Do you really think they can put spells on people?
Well, I don't know, but that's what they believe. That's how they're portrayed. They try to control people.
I've never seen that. Have you ever met? Well, hold on. Have you ever met a Wiccan?
Yeah, I did.
Really? And did they cast a hex on you?
I'm a Christian, so I believe he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world.
Well, then there you go. You're good.
But they just kind of scare me.
Just tell the IRS agents that you don't have to participate in the Affordable Care Act because Jesus is greater than they are. And you'll be cool.
No, hey. I thought I would do this. I thought I'd tell him I'm Amish because the Amish and the Muslims got exempt from the CARE Act.
There you go.
I thought I would tell them Z is Amish.
Thank you, Sarah, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I got a lot of respect for anybody that opts out of some governmental program that they're foisting upon them.
You know, it's going to be much harder to pass yourself off as Amish than it would be to pass yourself off as a Muslim. You know, lots of different types of Muslims out there. You don't need any kind of particular affiliation.
Yeah, Amish is pretty strict.
Yeah, it's tough to get in, man. It's a tight club. Like, you're not just going to fool around. You got to put the bonnet on, lady.
Let's go to Brian in Huntsville, listening to WBHP. Hello, Brian.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Welcome, sir.
The year was 1985. I was a young man and just joined the Army, and I was in basic training when I was on guard duty, and my release, Private Dunkel, came down about an hour early to relieve me, and I said, "What's going on, Dunkel?" He said, "Well, the chow truck's here. The drill sergeant sent me down here to spell you." And immediately I knew that both the drill sergeant and he must be Wiccans if the drill sergeant sent him down there to spell me.
This is our evidence. What is when he spelled you, what happened?
Oh, and apparently I got relieved and I got to go have chow, but he said he was going to spell me.
I don't know what that means. It seems like there's a joke there that I don't. I'm not kidding.
that's all right. Y'all have a great night.
Okay, we totally missed that one. Thanks, Brian. Somebody out there is laughing, Mark.
Somebody thinks that joke's hilarious.
Out there, somebody's laughing at the joke and then laughing at us for not getting it.
Somebody wants to spell you. It must be like
some kind of army term, maybe? Like
or maybe some kind of regionalism.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, let's continue, though. We've got Paul. He's also in Huntsville. Paul, do you get the spell joke?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. We're not alone.
Thank goodness.
All right, let's go on. What you got?
It's a great topic.
Thanks.
But I have one of my own.
Okay, please.
It has to do with basically the freedom of thought that I think comes from reading books. And where I'm going with this is, I don't know if you've ever heard of Ray Bradbury.
Yes, sure.
And Fahrenheit 451.
Yeah, the temperature at which books burn.
Yeah, they were burning CDs, right?
No.
Okay.
The idea wasn't so much that the government had legislated it, but the people themselves had, by their own free will, had stopped reading. They got in more into magazines, TVs, computers, technology. And while there's nothing wrong with technology, exceeding time with it, I think, gets us away from those books, which are more primitive.
Let's talk about that. Hang on, Paul. Okay. I'd like to bring it back here in a moment. Stick with us through the news. Let's talk about books, because now books are becoming technology, right? So what does that do when you've got the Kindle, for instance?
Nook.
855-450-FREE. You can take control and share your thoughts as well. Hour 3 is next, live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth. Ooh, I feel bad for that tissue.
I have a cold and took NyQuil, but I'm still stuffy.
So you're saying you have a cold, took NyQuil cold and flu liquid gels, but you're still stuffy. Should have taken Alka-Seltzer Plus night liquid gels. They fight your toughest cold symptoms, plus have a fast-acting decongestant to relieve your stuffy nose.
What?
Alka-Seltzer Plus night liquid gels relieve nasal congestion. That's why.
It's good to know. Oh, what a relief it is.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
1 out of 3 young adults and 1 out of 2 recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.